from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
And what would you do if you had $45 million to spare? Buy a dinosaur? That's exactly what hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin did. Griffin made the record-breaking bid of $44.6 million at a Sotheby's auction and won the fossil of a stegosaurus. The 150-million-year-old dinosaur named Apex was discovered 2 years ago in, of all places, Dinosaur, Colorado.
Now, this is some rich guy stuff. Although I need to acknowledge the song.
Oh.
Speaks is happy.
Oh, it's Jay Maskus and Dinosaur Jr., baby! Yes!
Why were they ripping off Dreams by the Cranberries so blatantly?
This was before Dreams, I'm pretty sure.
Why did the Cranberries rip off Dinosaur Jr. so blatantly?
Because it's awesome! Jay Maskus, great, crazy, weird-ass guitar player. Anyway, continue, sir.
Well, I just, I found this story to be so patently absurd, but also kind of amazing that it felt perfect for a day where we have no sports.
Okay.
So Ken Griffin, one of the richest people in the world.
Hedge fund titan.
Yes. Chicago's familiar with the man. He is so rich that he has buy a dinosaur money. So the question is, because he bought a $45 million stegosaurus. Basically,
I'm going to need to know more, but can we back up on some of the things that he also owns? Do you know, or do you want to get to that later?
We can get to it within the whole thing. But the thing yesterday was this fossil is 11 feet tall and 27 feet long. It was expected to go for between $4 and $7 million, and the bidding went insane, and it got up to $45 million as a mostly intact, one of the largest mostly intact dinosaur fossil discoveries ever.
Has the skin on it too and everything?
No, it's just the fossil. I believe it's just the bones. But so the question,
it's a skeleton more than it is a fossil.
Yeah, well,
I think,
I don't know, it says fossil.
It's the whole,
it's a dinosaur.
Right, I guess one
oh, is it, I miss Mac.
I guess one, yeah, that was the best. That was a real fun drop from that era of the show.
Any time when Mac would mention anything before 1985.
Sure.
Whenever
he's a dinosaur.
Well, somebody called
the
him
DVD
that.
DVD walk-up.
Somebody called him that in a blog post, I believe. Somebody called him an entitled dinosaur. He didn't take it well.
Yeah.
It's all good now, though. Everybody gets along. Everything's okay.
That's good. So the thought that I had was, among others, obviously, he has penthouse apartments and homes all over the world. He's got unbelievable cars, airplane, etc. But he apparently has so much money that even after he has everything, he's spending $45 million on a dinosaur. So if you had everything and you could spend $45 million on something, what are you buying?
$45 million.
That's what I'm at. Yeah. You got everything. I'm not looking for a house. I'm not looking for a plane. I'm not looking for a sports car. The guy bought a dinosaur with $45 million laying around.
I would, Danny, I would put it towards solving world hunger. Good night, everybody.
Oh, God. Way to take the fun out of the game.
Thanks so much, everyone.
That's just...
It's good to see you.
I don't like it. I don't like that answer one
You don't
bit.
Like solving world hunger?
I don't.
No,
I don't.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah, no. I would. My answer is going to sound so selfish.
I know. I only did that for fun.
Yeah. No.
But let me think about it. Because I don't want anything that's $45 million. But you said I already have all the houses.
You got houses. You got cars. You have a plane. You got this guy. This guy has so much money. He bought a dinosaur with $45 million because it didn't matter.
I'm not buying a dinosaur.
No, of course not.
I'm not doing that. I'll tell you. Here's my real answer. I would buy luxury. Now, I'd buy behind the plate tickets at 10 different ballparks across America.
You'd be Marlins man.
Yeah, I would be Marlins man, and I'd get a 4-pack because I have a plane. I can bring people, right? I can bring my friends.
You got a plane.
I can meet people in towns. I would have a 4-pack behind the plate at Fenway, at Yankee, at Dodger, at Pac Bell or whatever it's called in Frisco, in Pittsburgh, in Seattle.
And you just travel the country watching strikeouts.
Every baseball season, I would go with 2 to 3 friends. Hell, maybe we'd leave one open just so we could have a little more leg room. Or I'd find somebody local who needed to go to the game and wanted to go to the game. So a 4-pack behind the plate for about 10 games a year at every beautiful ballpark in America.
All right. Not a bad answer. I'd build a golf course for myself.
Where?
That's a good question because it wouldn't be like it'd be fun to have an island. I'd always thought it'd be cool to have
Would there be an age limit on the island?
Yeah. Anyone's welcome at my island.
Any age?
Sure.
Yeah. You can do anything?
I got to be able to bring my kids. No, you can't do anything. You're gonna bring your
kids to the island?
To my island. I'm bringing my kids to my island.
What the hell, dude?
It's my island. I want a golf course that no one else can play
on. It should work okay, though, because Owen has a healthy respect for the water all the way around the island. Should be fine.
Yeah. $45 million for a dinosaur.
Yeah, you're telling me, Owen.
It's crazy. You guys got to...
I mean, well, backtrack on yours just for a second. The $45 million could technically also give you enough money to, like, knock down already structured buildings or property in a spot where you would like to put it. So let's say there's a great neighborhood in your hometown. Like, hey, I'm going to buy out 60 of these homes and then put my golf course even closer.
He'd be very popular in this town.
I'm going to buy your house and knock it down and erect a golf course that only I can play.
We got to move the train through. We got to build train tracks. Is that what you're doing? No, putting a golf course.
Displace as many North Shore residents as you can. They've got it good enough, dude. They'll find somewhere else.
They do. All right, that's interesting. No, I think I'd go remote.
Okay.
I'd go remote. My own mountain course, my own lake course, something like that. That'd be pretty incredible. But
what would you guys do with $44 to $45 million? Shane, Tanny, you got an answer on this one?
Well, obviously, I would buy Tony Soprano's 2003 Escalade.
Hell yeah!
Yep.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah,
it's got James Gandolfini's signature in 3 spots in the interior.
How much does it go for at the last sale?
Well, funny you mentioned that, Danny. It sold for the first time back in 2015 for $119,000, and it sold...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
last year for 123.
That's
so it's only going up in value.
Yeah, but so that's an easy buy.
What about the maroon Suburban that got shot up?
Yeah, that's one. You said one thing, so I'm trying to, you know what I mean? I like that one as well.
Oh, we're doing one thing?
What would you do with it? Well, yeah, I was going for like a big $40 million plus purchase.
Yeah, I'm just not greedy like you.
Tatum's got $44.8 million left over.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
I've got money left over after my baseball tickets.
You do?
I think.
Yeah.
You
know? So I think the long game is like, you know, you're driving around in Tony Soprano's Cadillac Escalade, and then, you know, you go out to dinner with someone, and then afterwards, the other people you're going out with are like, was that the Escalade kind of Soprano?
Yeah. You know what,
he's
Tony?
So rich, and he's driving a 2003 Escalade.
Do I just go to dinner with Eric Mangini?
I'll buy you that Escalade with the money left over after my baseball.
That's style. Nice.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Super nice.
You got
that. That's super nice.
I'm happy to do that.
Shane, what are you buying?
I mean, this is not going to be incredibly sexy, but like, I never want to leave Chicago, and I also never want to work again. So I would just buy like a 3-story brownstone or a walk up in the Gold Coast and just stay there forever. Like, nice roof deck, all the grills that I could ever use, all the smokers. I would buy the property and just stay there.
Yeah.
Walk to Oak Street Beach whenever I want to.
But
an entire floor for all my dogs.
Ken Griffin, I'm saying he already has every property he wants. He has the plane. He has everything that is a normal
rich
guy expense.
I would love to buy a home.
Yeah, okay. So I understand.
I don't have what Ken Griffin has.
Well, that's the game. The guy bought a dinosaur.
You should buy the Sopranos house. I already bought the car. You should buy the Sopranos house.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, I would hook up. I'd go find Jerry Reinsdorf, and I'd pay Paul DeJong's next contract, which is probably about $45 million. Because he's going to extend him.
That's not bad.
I wonder how much of the White Sox you get for $45 million.
Right. I mean, not much. Well, a lot of the roster.
Buy out Tony La Russa's share of power.
You probably become like 2% owner of the White Sox or something.
Yeah,
for
40, something like
$45 million bucks.
Boy, that'd be a miserable existence.
No power, but you have to sit on the board meetings and watch them mismanage your investment.
Great, I get a piece of whatever you guys decide to do.
You know what? I'd take the $45 million and fix the Chicago Police Department's pension fund. That's what I would do.
Look at you.
I've got good stuff already. CPD's pension fund.
I'm dealing with world hunger. You're doing the police fund, and Danny's building a golf course that only he can play.
That's right. I mean, you can play on it if I invite you, but it's mine.
Oh, I understand.
It's my course.
If Manly owned a course, do you think he'd still not invite you?
100%.
We're playing Beverly this summer, Manly. We're playing.
No, he's
putting
out
the
Wani
public
only.
Pressure. You don't think he's going to invite me, huh?
So, he's taking Wani.
So,
other things that he owns?
I love to go to the Art Institute. Christine and I...
It's a lot cheaper than $45 million. I know. Now, if you want.
This is tangential. Just a little, minorly tangential. We go a decent amount. It's so peaceful to be there. It's such an incredible collection. And Christine's favorite thing in there is this Edgar Degas statue of a ballerina where her hands are behind her. And it's a pretty famous statue. And she looks very proud and strong. And it's become an icon of like strong feminism, a strong woman figure. And it's got some kinship out there in the world. There's the statue of the girl standing up to the bull that's on Wall Street. That's pretty famous. There's some other statues like it. But anyway, very famous statue by Edgar Degas, the ballerina. And there's apparently 8 of them, I believe, in the world. So we went about 3 weeks ago to the Art Institute, and we went to where we know that statue is, and it was not there. And we're looking around. Where is it? And we asked a guard, and the guard said, oh, yeah, Ken Griffin owned that. And he took it with him when he went to Florida,
Man.
He owned a crap ton of stuff that was at the Art Institute by William de Kooning, Jackson Pollock. There was a lot more. And he just decided to take it all out of the Art Institute and put it in some museum in Palm Beach, Florida, down there where he lives. And so all of these people in Chicago, these art lovers across the world who've gone to see it, can no longer see it. My wife was crushed. F that guy.
Yeah, fair. You know, that's probably not the most famous thing he owns.
In terms of art?
In terms of anything.
Oh, yeah, no, I absolutely.
He owns a first edition copy of the Constitution.
The United States Constitution.
Yeah. They drafted the Constitution.
The one that everybody signed on the bottom?
Yeah.
Or is that the Declaration?
The Declaration.
There's the one they signed.
Yeah, but the Constitution was written.
It's an important document.
And then they made some copies, but they wrote them out.
That's a big photocopy.
No. They wrote them out. He owns a first edition copy. $43 million he paid for it.
Oh, my God.
He said in an interview, his son called him when he saw that it was up for auction and said, "Dad, you have to buy the Constitution. Father, buy the Constitution." And so he said, "Okay." And he did.
He bought the Constitution.
Yeah.
And then
that is in a museum.
What do you think the security system cost to keep Nick Cage away from it?
I was going to say, wasn't it in peril? I mean, the Constitution was in peril, like, and Nicolas Cage season. Got there.
Nick Cage also owns a dinosaur head, or did, before he got into a bunch of financial trouble. He had to give it up.
Wow.
Yeah, he paid like $10 million.
Was it like repoed, or did he sell it?
Yeah, he did.
Isn't the Constitution
really
big?
Yeah.
I remember seeing the Constitution.
It is a pretty big deal in this country.
Yeah.
It kind of is like the basis of everything that we've been doing.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, but like
some people say we should.
Not even metaphorically, like physically, I think it's pretty large, if memory serves.
I just watched the John Adams miniseries, and they didn't get into the size of the actual document itself.
That's a bit of oversight.
Yeah, I think so.
You can get it on Amazon, 8.5 by 11.
Yeah, there you go. Why pay $43 bucks?
What are you doing, dude? I can print it now.
I've got one on a t-shirt, you know?
Yeah, I got mine on a shower curtain. It's pretty impressive.
Mine's on my AR-15.
Hell yeah, America.
Just a wrap.
Yeah.
Texter says, "I'm a stockbroker. Ken Griffin owns my soul."
Yeah.
Oh,
Museum
boy.
Of Science and Industry just changed his name after, and Ken Griffin straight up sucks. Yeah, he sucks. But
Did they change their name after him?
Yeah, I think he put his name on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
He's worth $23 billion.
Yeah.
And now he owns a dinosaur.
Congrats to him. Would you please send the Degas statue back to Chicago so my wife can go look at it? Thank you very much.
Hey, Ken, you want to buy another dinosaur? I hear talk radio's up for sale.
Hey!
That deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
But seriously, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.